Wow, that was an interesting psalm. And you know what? In reading that psalm, I was so blessed because it made me reflect on all of the stuff that we knew about, all the things that happened, and how we are still here as people of God. And he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to come into the world to show us the way to life. Wow. There was a 19th century Spanish philosopher named George Santa Anna. This is what he wrote, and I think all of us can remember somebody telling us this at one time, and this is what George said. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. In other words, we should learn from our mistakes. Now, we can't change what we have done, but wise people can ensure that they'll do things differently in the future. We call that repentance. Well, Psalm 78, I think, had two purposes. First, it's a parable. It's a story that is intended to teach us how to live wisely. Like the writer of Proverbs and the psalmist is a man who was passing on things that we have heard and known, namely lessons from Israel's history to future generations. The poet begins by reminding his readers that God has given them the law to enable them to trust and stay faithful to him. However, Israel had a history of repeatedly sinning against God and putting him to the test. They kept forgetting what God had done for them, the wondrous things that he has done for them. God's saving power, sending the plagues on Egypt and dividing the Red Sea and promising and providing bread and food in the wilderness and giving them the promised land. Their failure to remember God's goodness led to a failure to live in the right way again and again. Yet, even though he punished them for their sins, God didn't give up on them because he knew that they were weak. I think the second purpose of Psalm 78 was to show that God would not allow the cycle of sin and judgment and forgiveness to continue. He acted decisively to change the future, and he chose to live among his people in his sanctuary. And more importantly, he chose David, the shepherd boy, to shepherd his people with integrity of heart. Now, I think the Psalms, like so many other stories in the Bible, drives us to Jesus. Even God's chosen shepherd David failed and compromised his integrity. But our one true King, Jesus, is the Good Shepherd who leads us and protects us perfectly. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, warns us Christians of how we gotta escape if we ignore such a great way of salvation. We must pass on to the next generation the parable and the wonders of our salvation, your own personal testimony, how God has changed your life, which all of us has agreed to take on because of what Jesus done for us. Something we could not do for ourselves. Grace and love and forgiveness and the promise of eternal life. Now, all of us preachers and teachers in the church, I think, need to remind our people and ourselves. This preacher has to remind himself periodically about the parable of their salvation. Who regularly, as we remember what Jesus has done for us along the way called life. Wow, I think it's a wonderful thing that some of the things that cause us to forget what God has done for us, I don't know how we can forget, but we do. I was told one time by my father-in-law, he said, you know, if you convince a person against their will, they'll be of the same opinion still. Yeah, I found that to be true. But once you get a heart transplant with Jesus, then you can show the way. Jesus showed us the way to life and how we can have it more abundantly. But how can you and I pass on to the next generation that wonderful story of salvation? Well, it goes back to teaching. You know that God commanded that his laws for living and stories and his mighty acts in Israel, as the psalmist said, tells us something about the purpose and the importance of religious education. It keeps every generation aware of what God has done and what can happen when we fail. So what are you doing and I doing to pass on the history of God's work to not only to the world, and that's important, but to the next generation, your children, grandchildren, and our children's children? Oh, what a challenge. Amen. Well, God loves you and so do I. Thank you for tuning in to the Word is the Way to Life broadcast.